Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details. At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Now, I have a sincere question for all my Zach Bryan fans out there. What do y'all think goes through the mind of LaPaglia seeing the success of Zach Bryan? Do people not care about victims anymore? Honest question. Because if you really think about it, this man offered LaPaglia $12 million, allegedly, to sign a non-disclosure agreement. Now, I cover hip hop, so I'm very, very in the know about why non-disclosure agreements exist with significant others. And I'm just going to leave it at that. So anyways, in other words, let's get into Zach Bryan, the music side of things, right? Because, of course, that didn't stop him from being the top artist, the top male artist, the top Billboard 200 artist, the top Hot 100 artist, the top Hot 100 songwriter, the top country. Okay, y'all get the point, right? He's the top of everything. Pause. So with that being said, this man led 18 categories and he had 21 total entries across 18 categories as far as the Billboard Awards. And those are objective analytics, which basically is a litmus scale for consumption with the big dogs in the industry. So as far as the big dogs in the industry, Zach Bryan is a one of one. Now, I say all that to say this. Zach Bryan has a new track titled Blue Jean Baby. And why did Blue Jean Baby come out? Well, I'm glad you asked. Because the Eagles put belt to you know what on the Washington Commanders, literally putting up rookie settings as far as Madden NFL numbers on Washington Commanders scoring 55 points in an NFC championship game. Do y'all know how insane that is? You are meeting up with essentially is the hottest team in the NFC in the NFC championship, and you beat them 55-23. Now, I don't really cover sports too much, so I ain't finna get on my Stephen A tip. But let me just say, they did not care about the morale of Washington Commanders because they was big stepping all over them. All right, with that out of the way. So Zach Bryan followed Philadelphia Eagles just whooping Washington Commanders with his very own whooping on the music industry as he put out a track titled Blue Jean Baby right after the Eagles won. So because it was more of a promise to his fans, and then he basically described it as he originally teased that track was going to come out, but it was omitted from his album The Great America Bar Scene of last year. So whenever he's talking about Blue Jean Baby as a demo turned into a full song, I guess fans didn't expect too much, but he still released it after the Eagles put a whooping on the Washington Commanders, because essentially I guess he's an Eagles fan, you know. So with that being said, he definitely said that he will release an EP and an album by the end of 2025. Now, why is that a big deal? Because Zach Bryan is the top artist in, I'm not going to say the United States, because of course we all know that goes to the biggest gangster in the industry, which is Taylor Swift. But he's definitely top five. Like, I would definitely say Taylor Swift, Billy, in no order, right? Well, Taylor Swift's number one, but the rest of them are in no order. And then you have Billie Eilish, The Weeknd, Bad Bunny, and of course Zach Bryan. So he's up there as far as the top stream musicians, like, in the industry. He's very much a pivotal player in the music industry, which leads me to look at, who is he under? Oh, he's under Warner. That's interesting. So usually the top musicians are all under Universal Music Group. I guess the 20% of market share that Warner is holding right now, as far as the entire 100%, guess how much UMG is holding? A whopping 48%. And that's a low end, a low ball for the Universal Music Group machine. So basically, him being under Warner, he's unequivocally the big dogs in that music in that music label, because basically he's the top performer on that label. So they're probably doing everything they can to please that man so he doesn't leave to go to UMG. But with that out the way, obviously his upcoming album may be his last under Warner. That is why I'm saying that, because if you don't know, in the music industry, there's no last album. Either you extend your deal with us, or we're going to make your last album, objectively speaking, we're going to make your last album look the worst that it's ever looked in history. Just pay attention to the numbers of Drake's next project, or just the reception of Drake's next project. Whenever he puts out whatever, whether it's a collab with P&D, whether it's his own album, just know, when Drake puts out his project and UMG steps on it, that's what they're doing. Because basically he's trying to complete his deal, but there's no completion. Either you extend with us or we sabotage your career. That's how the music industry's been, and that's how it's going to continue for the foreseeable future until somebody wants to be the Martin Luther King of the music industry. I mean, Jay-Z tried, but hey, you see what they did to him. They called him a sellout, Uncle Tom, all type of things. So, you know what I mean? Hey, we just going to keep getting messed and screwed over in our deals, I guess. So anyways, with that being said, Zach Bryan is under his last album for Warner Records. And with that being on the table, I see in the foreseeable future, either he signs an extension, or Warner Music is probably going to start playing some games with Zach Bryan. Which, to be honest, I really don't think they'll play any crazy games with Zach Bryan, because it's not like he said forget his label. It's not like he sued his label like another rapper, right? It's not like he's like suing his own label. So I think this album being his last under Warner is not the biggest of deals, because it doesn't seem like they have beef as of right now. But, you know, they could always change whenever their last album comes up as far as completing your contract. All type of problems arise. I wonder why. So with that being said, getting back into the reason of the segment, Blue Jean Baby is out now because of the Philadelphia Eagles beating the Washington Commanders in the NFC Championship. So that being said, click my link here in my bio. Let me know on one of my social medias. Do you like the track Blue Jean Baby? And are you anticipating Zach Bryan's upcoming EP and album that should be released by the end of this year?
At Planet Fitness, we're declaring it. This is the year of getting stronger, and you can get started now by saving when you join today. We have all the best-in-class equipment you could ever need, and you can work out your way on your time at any convenient location near you, most open 24 hours. So let's do this. Join Planet Fitness today and save. Just $1 down, $15 a month. See Home Club for details.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.